All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, November 7th, 2024. Good having you with us, as always. Yesterday in the second half, we had some issues. Well, we didn't have issues, but I think this was mainly with it was popping and crackling the second half, so I apologize for yesterday's episode, by the way, in the second half. My sincere apologies. To be fair, I don't know what happened. I don't really know what happened. It could have been anything, really. Our computer might have been acting up. It really can't act up in any way, really. I do not know. But either way, it must be working. I do not know. But if I say that, it's going to jinx it. But anyway, enough of all that. Let's look up the weather. Let me do that. Firefox. Open the tab, and we'll go to AccuWeather. I am not in San Jose, so I'm going to have to put that in manually. Maybe I can just tell it to use my current location. Yes. There we go. Alright, so here's the current weather in Dallas. Brilliant sunshine with a high of 58. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 37. Here's the current weather. 36. Real feel, 38. Sunny. Real feel shade, 38. Wind is northwest 2 miles per hour. Wind gusts are 4 miles per hour. And air quality is fair. Here's what we're looking ahead to. Rain. Some heavy to affect the area from Sunday evening to Monday evening, by the way. Alright, here's the quote-unquote 10-day weather forecast, by the way. Today, 58, 37 low. Brilliant sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. But we shall see. Okay, that might have been a pop there. I apologize. I don't know, but who cares? You probably should, though. I'm sorry if I said that. Friday, 58 high, 42 low. Areas of morning fog and partly cloudy in the evening. Saturday, 55 high, 46 low. Chance of a little evening rain, and in the evening it will be rain and drizzle early. On Sunday, it'll be 55 high, 46 low. Cloudy with a few showers, with downpours, and breezy early. In the evening, that is. On Monday, it'll be 53 high, 43 low. With occasional rain and early rain, then a shower. On Tuesday, it'll be 53 high, 44 low. With a couple of afternoon showers and rain. In the evening, that is. On Wednesday, it will be 54 high, 46 low. With rain in the afternoon and morning. And rain the evening. Rain, 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 rain. Yeah. On Thursday, it'll be 56 high, 46 low. Showers around the p.m. in the afternoon with low clouds in the evening. On Friday, with 54 high, 38 low. With a morning shower in the places. And partly cloudy in the evening. And then on Saturday, this is the last day, by the way, it'll be 49 high, 39 low, with partly sunny skies in the afternoon and increasing cloudiness in the evening. Could be raining, though, but hey, we'll see enough rain for one day. And the air quality is generally acceptable for most individuals. It's fair. But however, though, sensitive groups may experience minor to moderate symptoms from the long-term exposure. Like, in this case, Aunt Lou. And looks like the culprit is the dust and dander. Because it's very high right now, it looks like. So, if you're noticing a lot of dust and dander, that's completely normal, by the way, guys. Because it's really high right now, guys. So, yeah. Close that off. Anyway. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to do food talk, guys. Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess there's nothing left to do but put a commercial break in, I guess. I don't know. And if you're wondering what you're hearing in the background, that would be my, fan, by the way. If you're wondering why you're hearing, air coming from the other side, that would be my fan. It's literally right behind me, dang. That's why I can hear it somewhat. Believe it or not. But, yeah. There's our free mint break right there. And we're gonna play, oh, what should I play? I don't know. We're gonna play some music. I'm debating on what I should play. Yesterday we played a lot of, Democratic-fed music. Democratic-funded music, I guess you could say. But, I don't think we're gonna do that today. I think we're just gonna do our usual, type of music today. Yesterday was an exception because, yeah. But today we're just gonna do our normal type of music, obviously. Yesterday we just had to do that because it was an outcry, that's all I'm gonna say. But enough of all that, let's see here what we got here. Let's do Boys Are Too Sweet. Oh, what else? What else? What else? Huh. Interesting variety here. Teddy Swims, I guess, or, oh, yeah, we can do Teddy Swims. Yeah, let's do Teddy Swims. We'll play a little bit more current stuff. How about that? Well, sort of. But yeah, coming up next segment will be Hoiser and Teddy Swims. Well, actually, no. Coming up after the break is Hoiser and Teddy Swims. But yeah. And then coming up after that, we're going to do Food Talk. Food Talk. There you go. But anyway, enough of all that. We have said enough here, that's all I'm going to say, so there you go. Anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go away with Food Talk. Don't go away. Yep. That was Lucy Cole by Hoiser, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yeah! Now, on to Food Talk, with Wendy's Chili Recipe, which was submitted by Missy Bryant. This is also known as Touchdown Chili, in a way. My best friend's brother-in-law had worked for the Wendy's fast food chain for several years. By the way, this is more of a copycat recipe, by the way, than anything else. She gave me this recipe when she found out how much I loved her chili. And I was surprised to see how simple it was. It's yummy to my tummy. Anyway, I'm ready in 40 minutes. Serves 12. There's 10 ingredients. Here's what you need. 1 onion chopped. 1 bell pepper chopped. 1 14-ounce can of stewed tomatoes. 4 8-ounce cans of tomato sauce. 1 14-ounce can of ranch-style beans. 1 14-ounce can of pinto beans. 1 14-ounce can of kidney beans. 1 10-ounce can of Rotel diced tomatoes. 1 4th-ounce package of McCormick mild chili seasoning. 2 pounds of ground chuck, and that's it. Alright, so here's the directions. It's very simple. First, you want to brown the ground chuck, add all the canned items, including the juice, into the large pot. Cook it until the onion and pepper are tender. Serve it, and it freezes nicely. Simple as that. Yeah! There you go. Anyway, on to the next tailgating recipe, which... Yes, we are reading tailgating recipes, by the way, which would be, Party Rise. Go Bears. Party Rise. So there you go. Ready in 25 minutes. Serves 10 to 12. 8 ingredients. Here's what you need. 1 pound of ground chuck. 1 pound of bulk pork sausage. 1 pound of Velveeta cheese diced. 1 half teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce. 1 teaspoon of oregano. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1/2 teaspoon of ground pepper. And 2 loaves of rye cocktail bread. Anyway, just like the other recipe, it's got 4 simple steps. First, you want to brown the meats and drain off the fat. Then add the meats and cheese in the frying pan and stir over low heat until it's melted. Mix in the spices and Worcestershire sauce. Spread the mixture on the cocktail rice slices. Place on the cookie sheet and break it for approximately 10 minutes at 400 degrees Fahrenheit until it's hot. Serve it hot or warm, at the very least. You can't serve it cold, that is. That's Go Bears Party Rise! Yay! Alright, on to the next recipe. Jalapeno poppers. Yum! These are great. We like making them on the grill, by the way. Alright, it's roast jalapeno poppers, whatever, same thing. These are actually rated 1 hour and 10 minutes, but it yields 20 jalapeno halves. There's only 4 ingredients, but it serves 20 though, obviously, because you have 20 of them. You need 10 fresh jalapeno peppers, 8 ounces of cream cheese, 1 pound of bacon, and 20 toothpicks. Interesting. I think that was it. Yeah, there's only 4 ingredients. First, you want to halve and seed the jalapenos. Roast on a hot grill just until the skins start to turn dark. Then slice the bacon strips in half. Fill the jalapeno halves with cream cheese. Wrap the halves with bacon and secure it with a toothpick. Bake in a 350-degree oven for about 30 minutes, half an hour that is, or until the bacon is done to your liking, and serve it warm. And there you go, that's jalapeno poppers. Simple as that. Alright, on to one more, grilled buffalo wings. This will be our go-to recipe for the summertime. It's easy and fabulous. Alright, this is by Chef Bugsy Mate. These buffalo wings are fantastic. Grilling adds a special touch and makes them a real crowd pleaser. Ready in 55 minutes, 10 ingredients, 7 dozen wings, serve 6 to 12. Here's what you need, 6 to 10 pounds of uncooked chicken wings, the sections that is, 2 cups of half brown sugar, 2 cups of hot sauce, a half cup of butter that's cubed, 2 tablespoons of cider vinegar, an eighth cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons of dried rosemary that's crushed, a fourth cup of chili powder, 2 tablespoons of ground pepper, and 2 tablespoons of cayenne pepper, or the taste if you prefer. Anyway, on the directions, in a saucepan, combine the brown sugar, hot sauce, butter, and vinegar, bring it to a boil, then reduce the heat and simmer it uncovered for 6 to 8 minutes, or until the butter is melted and the sauce is heated thorough. Cool it down though. Then, in a gallon-sized resealable bag, combine the sugar, seasonings, and 1 cup of the cooled sauce. Then, after that, add the chicken wing in batches. Seal and toss the coated evenly. Grill the wings, uncovered, over indirect medium heat for 12 to 15 minutes, or until the juices run clear, turning once and basting occasionally with remaining sauce. Finally, total cooking time will vary depending on how many wings you can fit on your grill at one time. And there you go. That is, I believe we read 1, 2, 3, 4 easy tailgating recipes. We have 2 words for you. Game on. Pull up a chair and get ready to throw the ultimate parking lot party with buffalo wings, boozy brats, and cheesy dips. You can get more inspiration for our best game day eats and touchdown treats online at food.com. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. But anyway, enough all that. Back here again. Close that off. There we go. And moving on to the commercial break. Yeah, we read, 3 recipes. That was really nice, guys. Pretty simple, but pretty good. But anyway, put that one in. Apologize about the barking in the background. That would be, the dog. I don't know if you can hear it, but oh well. She can get loud sometimes. I'll admit that. So hopefully you can't hear it. I wouldn't see why you wouldn't. But then again, who knows? I'm going to play Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. Apparently I clicked on Carrie Underwood, actually. That's not what I wanted. So, yeah, that's very interesting. I hope it's not popping again. I don't think it is this time. Alright, so what we're going to play next, you better do it quick. Let's do something different. Let's do, Maroon 5 Girls Like You, why not? Adam Levine is nice, how about that? We'll let him off the hook for a while. We could play One More Night, though. But we played that a few days ago. We need to play Girls Like You from 2018, so that does make sense. Coming up next segment is TMZ Celebrity News, by the way, if you're wondering. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, yeah, coming up will be TMZ Celebrity News for you guys. I'm pretty sure I got that file copy for Aunt Lou's, so I better unplug the flash drive and get plugged into the TV on this break. So there you go. But until then, yeah. I guess we can go now on to commercial break. But again, that dog can be pretty loud sometimes. But anyway, coming up, TMZ Celebrity News, and then we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Girls Like You by Maroon 5 and Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Anyway, Everty News. And here we go with our... Today, with President Joe Biden soon to no longer be president, addressing the nation after Trump's victory. Yep. Anyway, here it is. There's actually updates, but let's read the original story. In fact, actually, I'm just going to click on the actual link here. We're just going to read it. Alright, I guess we'll play this then. Alright, so what I'm going to do is, I don't think I can play it for the television, guys, so... yeah, this is going to be a problem, guys. Change the audio sound, so let me see if I can grab my stereo somewhere. Actually, no, it's in the living room. Of course it is. God dang it. And since it played the video, we're forced to do this. But it is 1 minute and 49 seconds, so it's long enough as is. We'll just skip that. Anyway, President Joe Biden is speaking out after Donald Trump emerged victorious in the 2024 presidential election, addressing the nation in the wake of Trump's historic win. Biden will deliver his speech from the White House at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and is expected to outline White House plans for the transition of power. Biden, who originally sought a second term before passing the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris in July, responded to the election results on Wednesday, calling Trump to congratulate him and praising Harris for running a campaign with a strong moral compass and a clear vision for the nation. "Trump will fix it, don't you worry. He'll make America great again." He added, "Her story represents the best of America's story, and as she made clear today, I have no doubt that she'll continue writing that story." Biden has made it clear he's determined to oversee the smooth transition of power for a new Trump administration. Biden has made it clear, not this story, something on Messenger, but not this. Not this. Biden has made it clear he's determined to oversee the smooth transition of power for a new administration, following tradition by inviting the president-elect to the White House during the call of 45, soon to be 47, something Trump himself nobly did not do when he was president. Trump's camp indicated the president-elect is looking forward to the meeting as well, saying the Republican leader very much appreciated that call from Biden. And it's currently unclear, though, what Biden and Trump have planned to discuss during the sit-down, but 46 is expected to touch on these points during Thursday's speech. We are going to be live with the address, so be sure to tune in. Well, TMZ was. In fact, it's over with at this point, but oh well. You can always play it on demand, that's okay. Anyway, here was some updates. At 8:25 a.m., the first update, President Biden has taken the stage outside the White House, receiving raucous applause from the assembled crowd. At 8:27 a.m. Pacific Time, Biden is preaching a message of unity, telling people to love this country even if their candidate didn't win, and love their neighbor even if they disagree on policy. He's also shutting down any conspiracy theories that are regarding the election fraud and are promising a peaceful transition of power later in January next year. Then, on 8:31 a.m. Pacific Time, the President of the United States of America delivered his remarks quickly, much like Kamala Harris' concession speech yesterday. He then ended his speech by telling Democratic supporters to keep the faith and stay engaged despite Trump's victory now in this election. "We'll fight through this, guys, don't you worry." Alright, so we'll go back now. Since we already read that, how much time we have left? We might have time for one more story. With Dustin Hoffman, peekaboo with Perazzi. What is this about? Dustin Hoffman had a wild run-in with the Paps, but not by clashing with them, but by playing hide-and-seek in plain sight. The actor was in full peekaboo mode at the Country Mart in Brentwood on Thursday, hilariously hiding behind a shop sign and putting his Oscar-winning skills now to work by peering around the corner, checking if the cameras were still lurking, that is. Dustin had made it crystal clear today it was all fun and games, and after a few seconds, he popped back into full view, chuckling to himself, waving at the photo logs, and strolling over to the valet area. But just when you thought it was over with, he grabbed a stop traffic cone and went right back into hiding. The Rain Man actor crouched behind the cone, but did little to hide his 5x5 frame, turning the whole thing into a pretty rib-tickling spectacle. He stayed there for a few moments, giving the paps plenty of time to do their thing and get their shots anyway. But sure, sometimes celebs just want their space anyway. They totally do deserve it after all. But it is refreshing to see one have a little fun with the paparazzi every now and then. It's the truth. Alright, yeah. That's the last story. Never mind. It went back up. Oh well, too bad. They'll look interested in seeing me anyway. And by the way, you're probably wondering what that thing I mentioned was funny, by the way. It was on Messenger. It was something to do with Insane Clown Posse, otherwise known as ICP. Why would the heck did they invite me to my channel? Their channel, I will never know. I thought that was kind of funny in a way. But anyway, enough of all that. I guess we're going to put the commercial on now. Simple as that. Seems fair enough to do. Actually, I'm going to switch this to assisted because I think if we put that, if we put the commercial break in on automated, it will literally start playing it right now, and that is not going to be a good sign. So, let me see if that will fix it. And looks like it did. Okay, great. I know, you can hear the air coming from the fan, we get it. And this headset, I really need to buy a new one, guys, because it's starting to get on its last legs. One of the pieces keeps falling off. I will admit that. Let's see what we can play here. Trying to figure this out. We are doing it quick. I'm trying to figure out the format on how I play. Oh, let's play Halo by Beyonce and Take On Me by A-ha. The A-ha song was featured during trivia last night and inadvertently revealed the title, believe it or not, because he wasn't able to pause the song easily enough because, well, yeah, because the pause button wasn't working on his darn phone. So, yeah, that's fun. And what's even more funny is, when we hit the info button on here, details, look at that! We can see Tepig, Snivy, Pikachu, Oshawott, and Axie on the artwork, which means only one thing. It's a Pokemon-themed album. It's from the Gates of Infinity Mystery Dungeon Pokemon soundtrack, that is. And speaking of the devil, with it being 9 a.m. soon, you probably already knew this. Well, if you did not, well, I'm going to tell you anyway. We are going to be doing Pokemon Go in the next segment, FYI. So, there you go. But anyway, that's why we are doing that song that last, but there you go. Anyway, I think I might have said enough. I don't know. We might see what happens, but anyway, but until then, I'm not sure if we're going to be playing as Jesse Wild 223. We'll just wait and see. But until then, we will guarantee to play as Jesse Hack 95. But don't go away. We'll be right back with Pokemon Go. Don't go away. Yep. That was Take On Me by A-ha and Halo by Beyonce right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time for Pokemon Go. Jesse Hack 95, that is. I don't know if we'll be playing as Jesse Wild today because, to be honest with you, I need a spare time, guys. So here we go. Here we go. Okay, Okay, just says stay aware or don't play it while driving. Just simple warning there. Alright, was Drillbur coming here? November 15th to November 17th. Okay, that makes sense. Claim the showcase award here. Do you have any in gyms? I do, but I think I did air coins today, I think. Actually, it doesn't matter. I got stupid egg hatching first. So we'll do this first then. But it's getting run away though. It's only 2 stars. Location tray here and see what the heck it was. Actually, it doesn't matter. They, no, actually, no one was kicked out. November 5th, that was on, I think it was yesterday it should have happened. Yeah, no one was kicked out. What the heck? Huh. Oh, well. Well, they're both yellow. Maybe it wasn't even in that gym then. Oh well. I could've swore I put in highlight but there. Well, let me check the notification tree again. Yeah, it says right here he needs a tree. But it, that doesn't seem, yeah, he's knocked out. And it doesn't say anything about money coins. Literally, nothing at all. They cheated on that. Damn it. How? It doesn't even say anything about earning coins. They even say, oh, he fought hard and returned. So, that is so annoying. And yellow got their way anyway. You know, I don't know what the hell happened. I should have gotten coins for that. And yet, it doesn't say anything. I should have gotten goddamn coins. I don't know what the hell happened. That is so goddamn annoying. I am so pissed off about that, guys. So I know I didn't earn any coins yesterday. I know I did not. And yet, yellow kills anyway, and I don't get anything at all. I get nothing. Nothing! So, I don't know what the hell the issue is. I can't remember how many coins I had before. So, I guess I can claim my free box at the very least, but that's all I can really do now. Yeah, that incredibly makes me infuriated right now. Because I don't even know if I got any coins out of that. I don't think I did. I can't remember. It does literally say anything about it. Maybe if I switch it to news? Now this? Okay, that doesn't even make any difference. It just puts me back here. You know what? Let's just get out of the game and just do something else for the rest of this segment, guys. I am so sorry about that. I am incredibly pissed off about that. And if I just play that more, it's going to make me more upset. So, yeah, I am so sorry about that. I am so sorry that's how the way things are. I don't know what happened. Yo got their way anyway. I am so infuriated at that. It makes me want to stop playing the game now. It makes me want to freaking delete the game, actually, to be honest with you. It's like yellow is working for goddamn Trump. I don't even know why I even said that. But hey, what are you gonna do? Anyway, we might as well just read about him. Actually, you know what? Why am I even saying that? Every time I open up the freaking thing, it just makes me want to read about him more and more. We still have about 5 or 3 minutes left until we have to put the commercial in, but it just tempted me to read more about Trump. But yeah, I'm just incredibly infuriated at what happened earlier in the game. He got knocked out, Yoel killed him, and it doesn't even mention anything about coins. It doesn't even say he got knocked out. What the heck? So I don't know what the issue is. Maybe the other people got coins. But if I did not, then that's a big fat F you to Yoel then. I would not be surprised they're all Republicans. So there you go. Anyway, I guess I'm just going to put the commercial in early, guys. I don't know what else to do, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry this turned into an everything went wrong segment, guys. But unfortunately, that's just how it ended up. I'm sorry. And by the way, the mass media, it's more Democratic than anything else. They're hating on Trump and everything. It is what it is. And I can see why. I don't like him either. This is going to become a World War Free zone now. I mean, not yet, but it will be soon. Banning abortion, banning LGBTQ, banning almost anything here in this new country. I mean, Trump is literally trying to ban everything in the whole country. He's probably going to ban my own stuff. I almost said the S word there, by the way. Sorry. Oh, boy. Anyway, it's so unfortunate how the way things are. I'm just incredibly pissed off at how the Republicans, they took my money last night in the poker machine. I will never forgive them for anything, god damn it. So, we're going to play Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's Shallow, and What About Us by Pink. And I think just for Team Yoel taking over my gyms, we are definitely not playing as Jesse Wild 223. In fact, I think for the next segment, I don't know what we're going to do. Jesse Wild 223 can go screw himself. So, I do apologize for my wild language here and there. I'll probably have to do some editing today for my show, but it is what it is, guys. You gotta do what you gotta do. But anyway, I can't take the commercial break early, guys, because then the song music would run early, but there you go. But again, I apologize about the way things are, guys. I'm sorry this segment turned into again, everything went wrong segment. It's just what is, guys. I'm so sorry. You just gotta do what you gotta do. I think for the next segment, I'll figure it out. It'll probably be a surprise or something. We'll see. But it ain't gonna be Jesse Wild. He can go screw himself. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. Anyway, like I said, when I upload this on demand, this fourth segment will be labeled as playing Pokemon Go as Jesse Hack 95, but everything goes wrong. Literally, that's what it'll be labeled as, but everything went wrong. In fact, actually, you might just end up taking the commercial early at this point, because, to be fair, I am playing Pink, What About Us? That's a 4-minute song. So, tell you what, I'll just take the commercial break anyway, guys. Coming up will be a surprise, guys. Don't go away. That was What About Us by Pink and Lady Gaga with Bradley Cooper Shallow right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Anyway, there you go. Sisters, here we go again. There we go. And this time, we're going to read a news story I just posted just about, what day was it? Yeah, it was yesterday. Okay, that's what I thought. We're going to read, David Frum leaving the GOP after a Trump victory. This is from our sister station, Newsnet Dallas, On Your Side. The conservative writer David Frum, oh, and by the way, Newsnet Dallas, by the way, had intended to switch formats if Kamala Harris had won to a classic hit station, but because of that, it's going to stay, but because of Trump's victory, it's going to stay as a news talk station, sadly. But hopefully we will get classic hit station, which is a brand new station in the next 6 months. We'll see. Anyway, I'll just start over. David Frum leaves the GOP after Trump victory, as I said earlier. The conservative writer David Frum has announced on Wednesday that he was leaving the Republican Party following the president-elect Donald Trump's victory with the 2024 election. I deregistered as a Republican today. Frum, who's a staff writer of The Atlantic, had wrote on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, also on Wednesday. Frum was a former speechwriter for then-President George W. Bush, who has held on to his party affiliation, even as he has become a very vocal critic of the former president and now his influence with the Republican Party since 2016. Back in 2016, Frum had penned an editorial that announced he was ironically supporting Hillary Clinton and even urged the like-minded Republicans of his own to follow suit by writing, "Your hand may hesitate to put a mark beside the name Hillary Clinton. You're not doing it for her. The vote you cast is for the Republic and the Constitution." Later in 2018, he then lamented on what he had described as a party broken now in two with an interview on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. "The Republican Party is a broken party," Frum had said in that 2018 interview. "And there are people who have served the Republican Party that was, and there are people who are volunteering to serve the Republican Party that will be. It is important to understand that something new is taking the place of the Republican Party," he also added. Now in recent years, Frum has expressed his concern about the state of what America will be. Following Trump's victory, Frum has said that Americans who did not vote for Trump will now need to prepare to live in a new and a different America. He also continued by adding, "A country where millions of our fellow citizens voted for a president who knowingly promotes hatred and division, blatantly, shamelessly, every time he appears in the public, who plotted to overturn the election in 2020, and, had he had not won, was planning to try again in 2024. But above all, we must learn to live in an America where an overwhelming number of our fellow citizens have chosen a president who holds the most fundamental values and traditions of our democracy, our constitution, and even if our military into contempt. You know, over the past decade, the opinion polls have now shown that the Americans' faith in their institutions have been waning. But there is no opinion poll that could make this shift in values of any clearer than this vote ever was. And as a result of this election, the United States will become a completely different country." But I don't want it to, though. Can it just stay the way it is? Guess not. Oh well, what are you gonna do? Anyway, that was a pretty quick story. I felt like it was longer than that, though, but oh well. Anyway, it is 9:25 a.m. right now, so yeah, I am very sorry about what happened earlier at 9 a.m., we didn't even get to catch a single Pokemon, guys, unfortunately. I mean, I didn't even show you that, guys. I mean, it's bad enough when you don't even have audio in the game, it's just bad enough anyway, so there you go. But anyway, that was not really that fun, guys. And to be fair, my Aunt Lou told me, "You don't remember having a Pokemon a gym game knocked out." Well, I thought I did. I don't know. Alright, so let's see what this text is about. "Yesterday, we grieved with loved ones. Tonight, joined thousands of others on a call with in-person actions this weekend. Post-election call. When is this?" Let's see what this is. It's today from 8 to 9. It's a virtual event. It's on Mobilize, I think. Yeah, it's a post-election mass call. might join this, actually, to be honest with you. We could join it. It's just a virtual community event. It starts at 5 p.m., guys. Donald Trump will be returning to the White House in 2025. It's up to us to build a movement that will fight for each other over the next 4 years. Join with members of 200-plus progressive organizations. We move quickly to make meaning of the moment, lay out concrete actions people can take this week, and share thoughts on the path forward. Because there's so much that's worth fighting for. This sounds pretty tempting. It's powered by Mobilize. Never heard of that place before. So yeah, maybe I will attend this. I'll probably write down my information off the, mic, though, so you don't have to hear it. But maybe I don't know if I'll record the meeting, though. I probably should, though, but I'll probably record it anyway, but I'll record myself, too, just in case. But yeah. Anyway, let's just put our commercial break in, guys. Simple as that. We're already on system, of course, so we don't have to worry about triggering it right now. Again, I'm so sorry about the last segment being when everything went wrong. I didn't even catch a Pokemon either. It's just how it is, guys. So yeah, that was kind of unfortunate, but you gotta do what you gotta do. Anyway, let's play Kelly Clarkson, Miss Independent. And then after that, we're gonna play, One More Night by, when did we play that? I'm trying to figure out, let me scroll down and see if I can find it. That was just before TMZ. Okay, let's just play anyway. I think it wasn't rated out anyway, so it don't really matter that much. So there you go. Anyway, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna enter in my details to join this Mobilize meeting. See if they'll let me in. We'll see. But until then, we're gonna take a commercial break, and then with Kelly Clarkson, Maroon 5, One More Night, and Miss Independent. And for the last segment, I'm not really sure what we're gonna do. I think it's just going to be a recap and maybe a brief weather report, if I had to guess. Very likely. It really could be anything, guys. We'll see. But until then, we're just going to take a commercial break. Until then, I'll see you guys on the flip side, as I always say, in my YouTube videos. Alright, so Kelly Clarkson, Miss Independent, and Maroon 5, One More Night is coming up for you guys. After that, it will be a recap and a weather report. It'll go away. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, for our final segment, we are going to do a recap and a weather report. So let's do the recap first. In the first segment, let me try to figure out what we did for the first segment. We mainly just read the weather, obviously, which we'll be reading later on. We might have read a news story, I can't remember though. I don't think we did though. I think it was just the weather. That was it. In the second segment, we read free food recipes. They were mainly tailgating recipes. I'm trying to figure out what they were. They were chili. It was touchdown chili, which it was just basically nothing more but a copycat recipe of Wendy's chili, basically. So, essentially, it's just a copycat recipe in a way. We also read jalapeno on poppers, which is really cool. Can't go wrong without those. I think the last one, I forget it now. Darn it. What was it? Trying to figure out what it was. Maybe if I go in my history, it'll show me. Buffalo wings. That's it. There we go. Grilled buffalo wings. That's exactly what it was. Those were the three recipes we read today on Food Talk in the second segment. For the third segment, we did TMZ Celebrity News. We only read two stories. I believe we read about President Joe Biden's Address to the Nation speech. I think we're going to play that later today on Newsnet 690 Dallas. Probably play it for filler after the Ramsey show, because I think those shows, they have like an extra half-hour segment that they make you go on the Ramsey app to play, but we can't play it because obviously for legal reasons unknown, because they want us to go to the Ramsey app to play it, so there you go. So, yeah, lovely. But we'll just play Joe Biden's Address the Nation speech to make up for that. I assume it's about half an hour, but if it's not, close enough. But anyway, enough of all that. And then also we talked about this other guy. I don't remember his name, but he just got like photog against the paparazzi, but he just wanted some privacy. That was our second in story for TMZ. And for our fourth segment, we kind of did. Well, we didn't really do a whole lot of Pokemon Go. Basically, what happened was I noticed that one of my Pokemon got knocked out, but it didn't look like it got knocked out according to the notification center. But everything had to go wrong. Basically, what happened was Yellow took out Birch Park, and despite all that, and basically, I'm calling Yellow the, I'm not even gonna call Yellow anything now. You know what? It doesn't matter. But, they took out the team by Pokemon, yet I don't even see anything about mentioning on there, so kind of strange. And that's why that segment was why Pokemon Go everything went wrong. Now, I'll probably still play the game later today. I don't know. We'll see. It's just kind of disappointing, though. I don't know what the hell happened. Because I don't see any notifications about it or whatever. I don't see anything. Nothing. Nothing. So it's like everything happened for nothing. Yellow got everything and I got nothing. Makes me want to delete the game. So there you go. But anyway, enough of all that. So that was basically playing Pokemon Go, but everything went wrong. And for the fifth segment, we read a political story from our sister station, Newsnet Dallas, which talks about David Frum leaving the GOP after the Trump victory. So there you go. And if you're wondering who David Frum is, he's a conservative writer. He's actually leaving the Republican Party, too. So very interesting. And also, he had penned an editorial who had ironically supported Hillary Clinton and had urged the like-minded Republicans of his own to follow suit as well. Back in 2016, that is. Probably did not do the same thing. You know, I'm wondering, is there going to be popping in this segment as well, or is this just the core that's doing this? I think I do hear popping. I don't know. Yeah, I do see popping on the waveform, but if it, oh well, I don't know if this is going to be the case today, guys. I'm hoping it will not be, but anyway, enough of all that. Like I said, David Frum was part of the GOP Republican Party, and he's leaving it now. That was part of the fifth segment there. And now we're going to read the weather now. Here we go. Dallas. Like I said, nothing's really changed. We're just going to read a five-day forecast, maybe a three-day, probably a five-day. We might have time for a five-day. From November 7th, November 11th, that's still Tuesday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Actually, tell it's Monday, actually, but whatever, close enough. For today, it'll be 58 high, 37 low, with brilliant sunshine tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 58 high, 42 low, with areas of morning fog, partly cloudy in the evening. Saturday will be 55 high, 46 low, a chance of a little PM rain, rain and drizzle early in the evening. On Sunday, it'll be 55 high, 46 low, with cloudy with a few showers and downpours, and it's downpours and breezy early in the evening. And on Monday, that should be Veterans Day, I believe, 53 high, 43 low, with occasional rain, with early rain and a shower. There you go. In the evening, that is. 53 high, 43 low. Anyway, that might do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys, unfortunately. Again, my apologies to my Pokemon fanatics out there who were not really too pleased about the fourth segment. I wasn't really too pleased about it earlier. To be fair, I think the Natic isn't really doing any good with the game now. I mean, it could be, but just not right now. Maybe it's because Trump won the election. I don't know. Well, let's not say that, or else things would get worse. In fact, every time I say that, I feel like I'm gonna get threatened by him for it and sent to jail. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let's just conclude it here. Let's put a PSA in. Actually, no, we won't, because we have to switch to assisted. God dang it. There we go. We're just burning off time here. It's just so disappointing how this world's gonna become, guys. And I don't know if I'll even do a morning show tomorrow, guys. I can try, but I don't know. I may not make any promises, guys. We shall see. We'll see what happens. It could happen. But we will have to just hope for the best and see anyway. Anyway, for the last two songs, we're gonna play, trying to figure out here, let's see here, I better hurry up, I don't really have a whole lot of time, I know I already played Maroon 5 earlier, but we're just gonna play him again, Maroon 5 Memories, again, and after that, we'll play, You Say by Lauren Daigle. That seems fair enough. Alright, and You Say Lauren Daigle's a pretty good song, so there you go. Anyway, thanks for listening to Jerky Fox Radio Morning Club. I'm so sorry that Pokemon segment turned out to be a terrible experience for everyone, but that's just how it is. But oh well, don't know why that's there. I'll just close that off, I don't need it up anyway, Anyway, there we go. Anyway, thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. I might be here on Thursday. I might not. We don't know. If I'm not, I will see if I can play a replay of one of my older shows. Back when, from the good old times. The good old days, as they say, when my station was back when we were really on the heydays, I guess you could say. We'll see. But until then, I guess that's it, guys. So until then, I will hopefully see you tomorrow. But if not, I'll just play a replay of my show then. Till then, I guess that's it, guys. I will see you tomorrow, hopefully. If not, like I said, you'll hear a replay. Bye-bye, everyone.